In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have before us a tragedy which is played out again and again in many, many lives. This is the tragedy of someone who desires salvation, but not enough. Someone who has false ideas about God. Someone who thinks that there are only certain things that need to be done for salvation. Someone who has a legalistic view, a minimalistic view of God and salvation. And that, of course, is this young man in another place called the rich young ruler. And he is not just any man. He's every man. He's the common man. He's you and me. He's most people. Because most people do not find their way to salvation. Even though, and we're speaking now in the church, most people say they want to be saved, say they love God. They might go to church, they might fast, they might pray, they might struggle in their way. But they are missing something. Because most people will not be saved. And this young man was not an evil man. Not a rapacious man. He was rich. But the father speaks that his questions were sincere. When he asked the Lord, what good thing could he do? Now he asked three questions. Two of them were quite foolish. And one of them was wise. Now, first he asked the question, what good thing can I do? He preceded this by saying, good master. Does this show that he knows who God is? The fathers don't think so. There are two views of God, really, in the world. I'm not talking about those who believe or don't believe. I'm talking about within the household of faith. Because remember, within the household of faith, within the church, within the wheat field, there are those who will not be saved. And so there's two views of God, and Jesus Christ immediately rebukes the man to show him that he doesn't really understand. When he says, good master, the Lord says to him, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. He's trying to emphasize to him that just calling God good is not enough. That's an easy thing to do. Sort of within the air we breathe, our culture is, God is good. No matter what people conceive of as God, generally, God is good. But does that do us any good? Not unless we feel the majesty of God such that that is all we desire. This young man clearly had other desires besides God, which are revealed in a moment. Let's be careful how we think of God now. Okay, we think He's good. Is He everything to us? There should be nothing but God. I've been saying a lot lately, the answer to every question is Christ. That's all that matters. Is to know Christ and to be like Him. And this young man did not understand that. Remember now, he's not a unique circumstance. He's just like most of us. So, the Lord says, if you wish to be saved, keep the commandments. This illustrates two applications of the spiritual life. First, you keep the commandments. Later on, the Lord will say, if you want to be perfect, sell everything you have and follow me. So the beginning is to keep the commandments. But that is not the requirements of the spiritual life for salvation. That's just the beginning. The real requirements for the spiritual life are to cleave to God above all things, to love Him above all things, to sell all we have and follow Him. Most people get stuck only on the first part. You follow the commandments. And that's not enough. We weren't born to follow the commandments. We were born to know God. Following the commandments is only a portion of knowing God. That is the Ten Commandments, or perhaps you could find a few more, dozens more actually, in the Scriptures. But the only commandment that really matters, that from which all the other commandments are derived, is of course to love God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind. So he tells him, keep the commandments. Then the young man says, which? Now that's another foolish question. Which commandments? He knows the commandments. But this question shows, when the Lord answers it, he answers it just perfunctionally. And he says, you know, some of the Ten Commandments. But the young man is lacking something that is not really explicitly stated in the Ten Commandments. Implicitly, yes, but not explicitly. So the Lord goes through this list, and then the young man asks an intelligent question that we should ask as well. What lack I yet? What do we lack? What is it that is still dark in me? What is it that is not godly? And so the Lord, knowing the young man's heart, got right to the meat of the matter. If you will be perfect, go sell all you have and give to the poor and come and keep on following me. This he said because he knew that the young man had two desires, one for salvation, one for his possessions. And he wanted to illustrate to the young man and to us, one cannot be saved with two desires, only with one. That desire must be only for God. The young man, not that he would be considered to be some sort of miser, certainly he was following the commandments. He would have given alms and such things, but he valued his possessions above God. Now, I've wondered, why would it be that he made such a poor judgment? Well, one could be that he just had poor values. But he did seek out after salvation. He did ask the Lord sincerely. So perhaps it is another thing. He had poor vision of God. God had corrected it in the beginning when he said, good master, showing him that to think, to only say God is good is not enough, but to live that God is good. If we believe that God is everything we need, and there is nothing else that we need that is not God, then all we would seek is God. It's clear from the way we live our lives that we don't believe that. Because we seek after many things that are foolish and wasters of time and even very sinful. So we're like this man in that although we call God good, we don't completely believe it. I've told you before many times too that the big problem with our life is that we don't believe in the resurrection. We say we do. But our life shows that we don't. Because if we believe that all that is good comes from God and the resurrection makes us capable of having these good things, we would not value anything else. We wouldn't have possessions to be concerned about. Or perhaps, if not possessions, some other passion that we would hold on to and yet also try to hold on to God. It's very subtle now. This young man wasn't overtly rejecting God. He wasn't saying, I want to live my way and I don't care. It was more of a subtle thing that's happening in his soul. He wasn't aware of how addicted he was to his possessions. Just as we're not aware, this is a rare person that isn't addicted to possessions, but also other addictions that we have, other passions that we have, that we do not understand, at least we show by the way we live that we don't understand, that they can't coexist with God. The man went away sorrowing, because he didn't have the right vision of salvation, the vision of God. The only way to have this understanding is to live righteously. It can't be explained. It can't be written down. It has to be lived. And the young man didn't understand yet that God is everything. Now, ask yourself, do you understand that God is everything? I would hope that you would have the honesty to say, well, no, I don't. Because here's the evidence. I sin. I waste time. My prayers are flat. I don't often pay attention. I do many things that are contrary to the gospel. Sometimes by habit, sometimes by choice. Sometimes because of my infirmities. No, I don't value God above all things. I'm just like this young man. So what are we to do? We are to live according to the commandments, but with a purpose. Not just because God says don't steal and don't commit adultery and other things. No. Live according to the commandments with a purpose. To know God. To have Him completely in your being. This is what the young man was not doing. And this is what we can do. So that as we live with a purpose, not just to follow commandments, but to become holy so that we would know God intimately. If we live in this way, God will not abandon us and God will help us. Now perhaps there is something that God will tell us, much like He told the rich man, that will be difficult for us to bear. Something that we would have to give up, or something that we have to start to do that is bitter to us. If we are living the commandments with a purpose, not just thinking that there are these things that we can do and then these things we can also do, no. But living with a purpose, then God will help us and we will not have the fate of the rich man who walked away from God because he had two things he desired. So we can only desire one thing if we want to be saved, brothers and sisters. And if we want to be perfect, let us go sell all we have and give to the poor and follow God. Now, this can be literal. Some people have done it. We have stories from the monks that have heard this verse and sold everything and went off and were with God. St. Anthony the Great did that. But it also means to value God above all things. And to love Him above all things. May God help us to have the right vision of God, the right knowledge of God, and to be saved.